We continue along in Leidin Ishmas, David ben Achamunush and Cham Yaakov and Pinchas Elio. We are in Masros, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. We remind ourselves of the laws of Demai. Demai is where a person buys produce from an Am Haaretz, and Am Haaretz is not necessarily so careful with separation of Masros. Truma, we assume he takes because Truma is Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim if you eat the Tevel without separating Truma. But Masros, and maybe a majority separate Maser, but a minority do not. And therefore, if you buy produce from an Am Haaretz, you have to separate Maser, Maser Rishon and Maser Ani, you're able to keep for yourself. Because it's Hamotzi Mecham Alavaraya. Let's say the Levi would have to prove that Maser Rishon was not taken, but nonetheless it has to be separated. So here the Mishnah is speaking about a case where you have an Amoritz, and Amoritz is passing through the marketplace. Haya over Bashuk. Va'amar, and he says he has a basket of figs. Tulula Chemtainim, why don't you take some figs? He's giving them away as a gift. Says the Mishnah, Ochlin Upturin. The people who are in the marketplace can take them as a snack and don't have to separate Masros. We assume that the Am Haaretz came straight from the field and the figs had just been harvested and he had not brought them into his house. Now, remember, had he brought them into his house, had Rias Pnei Abayis, then the Chiyuv would have set in and would have been established for the, would have had a Kavius Maser, and they would not be able to eat an Achila Sarai, a casual snack from the food, from those figs, without separating Maser. But here, he came straight from the field, he didn't go to his house. Ah, you'll tell me he's in the marketplace. He's here to sell, and selling, as we've said, is considered also a kviyah for maaser, like Shabbos and salting, etc. So the answer is no, because the case here is where we're talking about a place where most people do not sell their produce, but and they take it for himself. He's coming to the marketplace, and the fact that he's offering a couple of figs is because he doesn't plan on selling them. He plans on bringing them home. So if he plans on bringing them home, so the chiyuv maaser does not kick in until he gets home, and that's where they can have an achila sarai from them, from this gift that he's giving them. Ah, but in mechnisu levatehem, but oh, lefikach rather. But therefore, based on this, in mechnisu levatehem, if these people now who took the gift brought the figs into their own home, then mesakin and vadai. So now they certainly have to separate masros without a question, because now is when the chiyuv sets in. So that's why the Mishnah says, and therefore, lo yochlu mehem, that's a mesachim and vada. So therefore, they have to separate at this point. Why? Because they the figs, remember, the figs are not born into that Am Haaretz's house. So therefore, a person who brings them into his house has to assume that nothing was separated at all. And now, but since they entered their house, so now there's a Rias Pnei Abayis on the produce. So if they want to eat from it, they have to separate. Now, what do they have to separate? So I get bought for an Am Haaretz. So don't you normally only have to separate Maser? Here their answer is no. You have to, that's why it says Vadai, Misaknim Vadai. Here they can't treat this as Demai because the Am Haaretz never brought it into his house. And this produce was in a place where people don't normally sell their produce. And walking through the marketplace had nothing to do with selling. So therefore, the Am Haaretz, knowing that there was no chiv to separate Trumos and Masros yet, he certainly didn't separate anything. So we can't assume that he even separated Truma. So that's the first halacha in the Mishnah, Mesnakanim Vadai, once they bring it into their home. Okay, Teluv Hachnisu Lebateichem, but let's say the Am Haaretz in the Shuk says, oh, take some of the figs, and he didn't just say take from them. He said take from them and bring them into your house. Now, what does that mean, bring them into your house? So the Mishnah here is saying like this. Because the Am Haaretz says, oh, I have an idea, why don't you bring them to your home? So therefore, we now can assume if the fact that he's offering us to take it home must mean that he had already brought it into his house. And therefore, there was a chiyuv maaser that had already kicked in his home. And therefore, the Mishnah says, lo yochlu mehem arai. Now, in a marketplace, they can even eat it as a snack. The fact that he says eat it at home, he's basically saying, I brought it to my house. And guess what? I also separated maaser from it. So the problem is that we believe him on one issue, on the other, and the other we don't. We believe him he brought into his house, and the Chivra Maser set in, but we don't trust that Amoretz to separate that he separated Maser. So therefore, they have to separate the Maser. They will have to, and they can't even eat from the food in Achilas Arai. Lefikach says the Mishnah in Mechnish Levateim, if they brought it into their house, Eina Misaknim Ela Demai. They only have to fix it as demai. So here, the chumra ends up being a kula. Meaning what? The fact that we're strict and we say you can't even eat an achilas arai in the shuk in the marketplace is based on what? Based on what? It's based on the fact that the Yama Aretz, we know, brought it into his home. Okay, if he brought it into his home, so then the Chivra Maser kicked in, and he said, I separated Maser. Now, what do we believe from the Amoritz when he said, I separated Maser? We don't believe he separated Maser. We do believe he separated Truma. That's the way Demai works. So since the Amoritz knows that the Chivra already kicked in, as opposed to the first case in the Mishnah where he knows it didn't, he didn't even bring it to his house yet. But here he said, I brought it to my house, we believe that. So since we know that he brought it to his house and he knows, the Chiyuv kicks in then, so he must have separated Truma. So the only thing that we, the chaver, the person who's buying it, has to separate is what is only the Masros, and he's allowed to keep the Maser money and the Maser Rishon, because Hamotzi V'Chalaraya, and that's why the previous halacha said, Misaknim Vadai. They have to treat it as Vadai, that nothing had been separated. But here, misaknim demai. Demai means they can treat it as demai and assume that at least truma had been separated. Perek beis mishnah beis ayuyoshim bashar o bachanos. People were sitting in a shar, in a gateway of a courtyard or in a store. V'amatululachemtenim. Here you have the owner of the courtyard also. Let's say he's an amaret, same thing. And he says v'amatululachemtenim. So he said, the owner of this store or the owner of the courtyard said, same idea, take some figs for yourself, and the figs are that which the owner had outside the courtyard. So these people are sitting in the shar, in the gate of the courtyard, or in a store, and the figs are outside. Okay. So says the Mishnah, ochlin upturim. They can take figs, bring them into the courtyard, or bring them into the store, and eat them casually, eat them as an achilas arai, as a snack, and don't have to separate masters at all. So we're talking about a case. The owner has a basket of figs, also brought it from the field that's fresh from the harvest, but he left it outside. It's not in the courtyard. It's not in the store. So courtyard also, chatzar has the same idea as abayis or rias pnei abayis. So had they come in to the store or the courtyard, then they would have been chayev. So here the Mishnah says, because they are outside, they can even bring them inside and they don't have to separate masros. And we'll explain based on the fact that here that this person's home is not going to be mechayev these other people in the separation of masos, and we'll explain that further hopefully. Uval hashar uval hachanus chayavin, but the owner of this of the gateway of the courtyard, the owner of the store, are obligated to be mafresh masos from the figs that they would bring in to the store into the courtyard. Now, didn't we say it's kovela maser? So once again, this only works, it's only kovela maser if you bring it into your own store or your own chatzir, but not someone else's. So that's why these people bring it in. It's not a problem. They take the figs. The figs become their own. They acquire them for themselves. So bringing them into the courtyard or store, someone else, it's not kovela maser at all. But only when the owner does, it's going to be mechayev them. Good. So now, based on this, right, so the Tanakam holds, whatever this Baal, the owner, brings into his chatzer or into his chanos is kovel amaser, once it comes in, comes Rabbi Yehuda to say, Rabbi Yehuda poter, ache yachzir es panav, o ache yeshan and mekom yeshiva. So Rabbi Yehuda says that when it comes to the owner of the courtyard, we don't assume that he, like the Tanakama, right? He says, the Tanakama says, he's always going to be chayv. It depends. even the owner of the courtyard or the chanos is patur from separating masros, and he's able to eat an achilas aroi, even in this shahr of the chotzer, right, or in the area before the store where the people usually sit, at sheyachziras panav, until he turns his face to the side, away from the public while he's eating. This way people don't see him eating. That's one possibility. Or he changes his place where he's sitting, and he's not, either way, what the Mishnah is basically saying is that the Rabbi is telling us that that our friend the Baal would not have to separate Masros and Kenita Achilas Arai until he finds himself in a situation where he's not embarrassed to eat. He turns away. Rabbi Yehuda says, what parts of the chatzer or the chanus do we say that the owner is not embarrassed to eat in? Wherever those are, that will be koveil maser. Since people are usually not comfortable, embarrassed to sit by the entrance and eat, everyone could see him. So facing his customers, he's not going to be chayv, even the owner. Only when he turns around or moves his place to a different place where he's not embarrassed to eat, then it's kaveh al-maser even for the owner.